Good morning.
Good morning.
So the North Shore experience.
Yes.
I used to come up here, even when I lived in Pennsylvania, I'd come up here to Grand Marais to de-stress.
Oh, yeah.
To relax.
Didn't
Does that
we
sound
all?
Familiar?
Oh, gosh.
There's
yeah.
something about profound nature that just puts everything in perspective.
Okay.
So I want to talk about stress because there's a way to take the North Shore experience with you, besides WTIP on the web, there are ways to take that experience with you because there's all this new research around stress.
Yeah.
So the basic words on the street have been for years, stress is bad. Stress is bad. Stress causes cold. Stress causes illness. It reduces your capacity to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the good news. Not so true. Not so true. This is going to blew my mind when I read this. Both the Intelligent Optimist magazine this summer's edition, as well as Kelly McGonigal's TED Talk, talking about this research. So here's the top line summary. Shakespeare says, "There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking that makes it so." That's stress. So the University of Wisconsin, they did a study of 30,000 people over 8 years, and they would ask them two questions. They'd ask them, how much stress are you experiencing, and do you think stress is bad for you? Two questions. And then they would look at who passed away. What they found is that, so the bad news is, they found that those who experienced a lot of stress in the previous year had a 43% greater risk of dying, but only for those who believe stress was harmful.
Oh my gosh.
People who had that much stress but did not believe it was harmful had the lowest risk of death, even lower than those who had relatively low stress.
Attitude, eh? Attitude.
Isn't it wild? So it's how you think about stress.
Yeah.
So that's one study. It's a big study. But then Harvard did this other study physiologically looking at stress. And they do this, imagine this, because public speaking is terrifying to most people.
Mm-hmm.
I think some are more afraid of it than dying.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's your assignment. You go in. You're supposed to do a talk, impromptu talk, 5 minutes in front of a panel of experts. You're supposed to talk about your weaknesses. And the panel of experts has been trained, unbeknownst to you, to give you negative non-verbals. Like roll their eyes, cross their arms, right? So you're to do that. And then they give you a math test, and the testers are trained to harass you. Like, go faster. Well, didn't you can't you get this right? You know, so this is the stress test they do. It's called the social stress test. Not one I would sign up for right away. But
no.
Here's the good
wow.
news. For some of the participants, they had them learn about how stress can is actually your body getting ready to meet a challenge,
mm-hmm.
right? Your heart rate's increased, it's getting blood flow going, the sweat that you have is your body warming up and getting ready for action, right? So they taught some of the subjects about how powerful stress was as an ally.
Yes.
And when they measured those people, what they found was that their arteries weren't constricted. They were dilated.
Yeah.
So they had great blood flow and great performance. They did not have the downside of stress because they didn't believe it was bad for them. So.
Okay. So was anybody else getting just a little PO'd at the barrage of information we've been given over the last, you know, decades or whatever, that stress
yes.
is bad?
Well,
by health experts?
So there's Kelly McGonigal, who is a psychologist, who's a health psychologist. And she's did this TED Talk last year and basically said, "I'm sorry. I've been making stress the enemy, and I've been wrong." And so she's,
bless her.
Yeah, so she said, so she's trying to make it up to people by doing these talks, right? And getting it out there. It's like, okay, it's really, it's your body is your ally. And so if you change your mind, and we've talked about this many times, you change your mind about something,
yeah.
your body follows how you perceive it,
yeah.
right? And so the other thing she talked about, Kelly McGonigal, is that the other thing to know about stress is that, I don't want to say the drug, I want to say the hormone, oxytocin,
mm-hmm.
the cuddle hormone, as it's also called, oxytocin, is a stress hormone that's, yeah, that it's released.
It's in the room.
It's released when you get hugs, yes, and hugs are happening. Oxytocin is a stress response, like adrenaline.
Yeah.
And so what also is happening, that stress makes you more social. Stress actually evokes a drive in you to connect with people.
That makes so much sense.
To surround yourself with people that
biologically.
Care. Yes. to have that safety of that support, right?
Yep.
And so she said there's another thing to understand in what that I don't want to keep saying the drug, oxytocin does, is it creates a sense of resilience, basically. And so it also helps you like tend and befriend people. And that makes you more resilient. And again, increases your health.
Mm-hmm.
So one last thing about stress is if you're facing something that's stressful, the question to ask yourself is, does it have meaning for me? And if it does, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the more you seek meaning, the more overall quality of life and health that you're going to have. And meanwhile, the next time you experience something that you experience is somewhat stressful, like speaking to a panelist giving you negative feedback, just know that your body's response can serve you.
Awesome. That is so cool, Marcia.
So you can take the North Shore de-stressed experience back into your life.